Good evening, welcome to the monthly meeting of the Blair Airport Authority. The authority regularly meets at 7:00 PM the third Tuesday of every month in the Blair City Council Chambers. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct the business of the Blair Airport. The meeting will follow the agenda made available inside the entrance door of the council chambers. Also, a copy of the Nebraska Open Meetings Law is posted by the entrance door. If you have an agenda item or wish to comment on an agenda item, please follow these steps. One, raise your hand and allow me to recognize you. Two, step up to the podium. Three, clearly state your name and address to be recorded by the secretary. Four, direct your remarks to members of the authority. Please do not speak directly to other members of the audience. And five, limit your comments to 3 minutes so others have equal opportunity to address this body. City of Blair officials typically attend these meetings include members of the Blair Airport Authority, Dr. Dave Johnson, Marty Rump, Dan Hunt, Wes Bedke, and Dr. Faye Jones. Also attending frequently are Phil Green, Blair City Administrator and Blair Airport Manager, and Aaron Barrow, Assistant Blair City Administrator. And we're going to have to add somebody else's name to this, aren't we?
That's right, Trevor.
Trevor. And Trevor will become
a regular
frequent presence. A frequent presence. Thank you for your interest in the Blair Airport. We appreciate your interest and participation. Respectfully, Daniel E. Hunt, Vice Chairman, Blair Airport Authority. I'll go ahead and do the roll call of members. Dr. Dave Johnson is not present. Marty Rump is not present. Dan Hunt, present. Wes Bedke?
Present.
And Dr. Faye Jones?
Present.
I've already been public about the fact that I have a cold, so don't anybody be shaking my hand or anything, because I'm trying not to spread it. I'm trying not to share. Okay, so that gets us to number three, approval of minutes from the April 15 regular meeting. Does anybody have any questions, comments, criticisms, or maybe be inclined to move for approval?
I will make a motion to approve the April 15 minutes.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from April 15. Please register your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Yay. Okay, number four, financial reports for April. Those are included in your packet. Same routine as the last agenda item. Questions, comments, criticisms, or motions?
I'm making a motion to approve the financial report from April.
Okay, a motion from Jones.
Second.
Second from Bedke. Please register your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Yay again. Number five, we have a resolution 2025-8 that Mr. Green is going to review for us now.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Good evening and glad to see you all. Especially glad to see all three of you out because we wouldn't have this meeting if it wasn't for one of you being here. So thank you. Fairly short meeting tonight, but we do have one important resolution for you to consider. And this is regarding our record of negotiations for the design work for the runway itself. The way I like to describe this, if you're trying to kind of wrap your brain around it, is FAA wants to see your homework. They want to see proof of the fact that you have done your due diligence to make sure that you're going to get the best deal for both our airport and for the FAA itself and the grant monies that they're going to be providing to us. So in the packet are a couple different exhibits that are in there. The first one is the record of negotiations. Aaron, if you want to bring up Exhibit A. And again, you've got it in your packet, so you can take a look at it if you want. But this is kind of a detailed record, exactly what it says, a record of the negotiations that we've been going through that gets us to today. It starts all the way back in March of 2023 when Olson was selected as the engineering firm that would be continuing to do work on behalf of the Blair Airport Authority. So items 1 and 2 that are in here kind of detail some of those negotiations that have taken place. And then you get into more modern times in numbers 2 and 3 on page 2. Especially number 3, I'll bring to your attention. The consultants submitted their draft engineering agreement to the Department of Transportation here at Nebraska and FAA for their review and comments back in March of this year. So there's this process where they go through where Heather, on behalf of Olson, puts together this estimate of the work that is required to be done and the costs for those services that they will be charging us. Comments then are addressed, and then a final draft of that engineering agreement is submitted to them. One of the requirements, and it's an interesting requirement, but beneficial, is that FAA then requires that an IFE, or an independent fee evaluation, be done for all of these large projects. Basically what that means is that they work with an independent engineering company and look at the same scope of work and say, what's a reasonable price? And then they end up having to compare that dollar amount with the quote that comes from Olson. So you can see there on the end of number 3 and number 4 in the middle of the second page, both Olson's end estimate of $591,455 and then number 4, the IFE estimate that came out at $725,000. Now keep in mind, we get the good guy discount because Olson likes us and we're really easy to work with, and Heather likes to work with us. So no, obviously there's a lot of benefit in being in Nebraska. Cost of living, all those kinds of things are incorporated into those dollar amounts. And the you shouldn't discount the fact that obviously they've worked with us before, they know this airport well, all those kind of things then tie into the ability to get a really good price from Olson regarding this work. So then we have to do some arm twisting. Of course, it's awful hard to twist somebody's arm when they're already much less than what the IFE shows. But that's dictated there, number 5. So back just a few days ago, on May 15th of this year, we had a discussion. And realistically, what you end up talking about is there anything that you missed? Is there anything that you didn't cover? What about some of the things that we're most concerned with? So you can see in the middle of number 5 there, it talks a little bit about some of the areas of discussion that we had, some of the fees that we talked about. I know several of you are going to be interested in some of these details. We talked about the beacon replacement and moving of the beacon with the runway expansion. That still is our hope and expectation. FAA may not see it that same way, though. That will be something that we'll try to move forward with in the new design. As you may be aware, on the existing runway, there are some asphalt patches that are out there that always gives a little bit of concern from the FAA regarding the longevity of that. If they're going to invest a lot of money in expansion, they want to make sure that the current runway is in tip-top shape. So there's questions over whether they're going to make us cut those out and replace those, or whether they're sufficient the way they are. Obviously, whatever cost increase comes about because of the overall project, we end up, you know, having either 10 to 5% of that cost. So we'll want to keep that in consideration as we go forward with those negotiations. The midfield connector that it talks about there is a design aspect from FAA's preference that they do not like the idea that you can pull in on the taxiway and then head straight in to the main, I guess, what would they call it? Into the apron. Thank you. But they want you to kind of maneuver a little bit because they're worried about pilots not paying attention and just, you know, kind of coming straight in and causing issues. Our runway has a midfield connector right now. The question is, are they going to make us take it out? Are they going to make us move it someplace? We're obviously trying to keep the cost down as much as we can. So those negotiations will continue to go on. And then edge drains. That's one of the modern things that they would like on a runway expansion, but the current runway doesn't have it. And so the question is, are they going to make us put it in? And again, be one more thing that would be cost prohibitive from our perspective. So that's the record of negotiations. You have that in the packet as well with the other exhibit, the consultant's agreement. And it also comes in several different pieces and some exhibits that are listed in there. But as you work your way through, what you end up seeing in the packet here is that exhibit A that ends kind of halfway through Olson's main body shows what the design phase was that was listed on the negotiation document. So $461,700 for the design phase. gets into Exhibit B, which lays out the airport GIS services that they would be offering to us. And again, you end up with a round total of that at the end for Exhibit B1 of $101,100. And then finally, Exhibit D they have at the end of that particular packet, which is for some of the other services, $18,655 for that grand total of $591,455. The rest is just some of the provisions then that are required for a federal contract, as well as the general provision from them as an engineering firm. So what the resolution before you asks is three things. Number one, that you would acknowledge that this record of negotiations has been looked at and is found to be correct, that the consultants agreement has been reviewed and found to be correct, and that ultimately you would authorize the vice chair to go ahead and sign this resolution and sign the record of negotiations so that we can continue on with this project. Any questions?
Does the bid that comes from the Nebraska Transportation include those things like edging and runway fixes and all those things, or is that just something that you think you might have that needs to be fixed that's not included?
Do you know if it might be included in the scope for the design work? It obviously, this is just for the design.
Yeah, when I looked at their estimate and why their number was so much higher than ours, they did include that design of that edge drain. And I looked at it more as we have not been told we have to do it, so I didn't want to put that in my fee.
That's $130,000 though. I mean, that's like a big difference, right?
It's a huge difference.
Correct.
Yeah.
And obviously, if ultimately we get to the point where FAA is going to require it, then Olson's going to have to be forced to come back with an adjustment. The airport authority is going to be forced to have to consider that and approve that at that point in time. And so you end up paying it sometime down the road, only because the FAA is going to make it.
And the money that comes from the the FAA will include that, or is that
yes? Yeah. And so we would only pay that proportional amount that we end up paying, 5% up to 10 at the most. Yeah. But still,
it's annoying.
Yeah.
If the FAA requires it, they'll pick up their 90%.
Right.
We'll pay the 10.
But that'll set you back some time.
A little bit of time. My guess is we would know ahead, far enough ahead of time that it wouldn't really slow down the project.
No, it's going to be something that I'm going to push to have resolved early on in the project design. I don't want to do it at the end.
So it shouldn't hurt us from a timing perspective from that standpoint. It really is a monetary and necessity type thing.
Well, just $130,000 is a lot of money that maybe they included things that they thought we needed to have as opposed to
It was really,
what we
truly,
wanted.
Yeah, all those items that we kind of talked about, like with the connector taxiway,
right.
We didn't have that full design in there. They did. And we didn't have the edge drains in there. They did.
Right.
The full reconstruction of those asphalt patches, we didn't have that included in there. So that's some of the costs. But then also, if you look at their breakdown too, they had a lot higher costs with their AGIS survey. Which is to get your new approaches for your runway extension. And we work with MTZ, and we've got a really good relationship with them. So we were able to keep that cost down too. So
it won't require like a rebidding or anything if you add those things. You're still good.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It will require more money, but not the rebidding.
Correct.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, how far does it go? I mean,
And this is part of the negotiations you go on. In fact, every project that we end up doing, you have those conversations over how extensive of a project does it need to be. You want to include XYZ now? Is it in good enough shape that you can kind of maintain it for several more years and then tackle it sometime down the road? You're always also weighing in the balance. It's never going to get cheaper than it is today. And so sometimes you do want to do it if it looks like it's something that's going to be essential in the short run.
Or if we can get the money now from the FAA before it disappears.
Yeah, basically, if you can get the money from the FAA, you do it now because you don't know if you'll get it next
week.
Tomorrow
it might be gone.
Could be, but we're not the only other part that's going to have issues. Yeah.
That's right.
So, but yes, those are the kind of fun things to have.
Make hay while it rains. Any other questions for Phil? I'd like to ask one of the board members to introduce resolution number 2025-8.
I will introduce resolution 2025-8.
Resolution 2025-8 was introduced by authority member Bedke. approving the negotiations for engineering services with Olson and authorizing the vice chairperson to sign the design grant and engineering agreement for the runway 13 extension contingent upon FAA and NDOT approvals.
There are no other questions, so I'll entertain a motion for approval.
Make a motion of approval of resolution 2025-B.
Motion by Jones. You're
second.
On, buddy.
You're up.
Second by Bedke. Please register your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Number six.
Thank God, no Skyworks.
Reports. There's no one here from Skyworks. Does anybody have anything from them?
I don't have anything from Skyworks. Just wanted to let you know, you probably saw in the financials, we had some maintenance issues over this past month. We ended up replacing three sections of hangar doors on the community hangars. So total was about $5,900 to do that. And then we had the fuel farm annual inspection ended up being about $1,400. So those are things that we're working on over this last month.
That was simple.
That's all I've had. I'll go ahead and jump to the next. The Four States Airport Conference is going to be coming up in August. I have Phil, myself, Dan, and Doc registered. If either one of you would like to go, please let me know and I'll make any reservations or arrangements for that. And then I'll jump ahead real quick. Fuel flowage fee this month collected. You see that in your notes, 264 for the 100 low lead. Jet A was 3,400 and some change. Trevor is currently working on trying to build out that spreadsheet that we talked about where we can break down that 3% and reconcile that overage that we've got on our books. So.
Okay, sounds good.
That's all I have.
So you guys know that conference is in Kansas City, August 20 through 22.
Heather, you there, want to know?
Yeah, any project update on any projects?
Okay, so last month, we'll start with the obstruction removal project. You guys signed all the AOP documents. So that's all been closed and approved. So we can check that one done now. County road relocation project. We had that all designed and we're just waiting on the closeout. FAA is wanting to wait to close out on that one until we have the land purchased. So
which project is that?
The county road relocation. Well, so we did all that design.
Okay.
So I'm talking with Steve a little bit more about that one.
When are we gonna close on that?
As soon as the crops come in, so yeah, it'll be October, November.
Okay.
Which again, partly was to our favor, so we didn't have to worry about any carrying costs.
Okay.
And then I'm assuming that FAA will be working with all of us to start getting that project from design phase to bidding phase, because we'll want to get that project bid. They were hoping to bid that one and build it in 26. So that project will be coming down the pipe, I would assume, soon. Your grading and storm sewer project, that's the southeast expansion with all the hangars. Talked with the contractor today. He's still looking at 2 weeks out. We'll see with all the rain that we've gotten to see how much that'll delay his previous projects that he's trying to finish. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. He is going to be putting in the silt fence. You should see something out there, a little bit more movement in the next few days. That's where his hope is anyway. And then sanitary sewer project, the contracts are in the hands of Hinton. So we're just waiting for him to process that. Any questions on the project?
And the plan is to get the grading project completely done before Hinton moves in to do their work.
Yeah. So I've kind of been keeping Hinton in the loop too as far as timeline for when CBS will start construction. But all the trees are down. The wetland, that's what I should mention too. The wetland was delineated down there. We do have wetlands. So we have to minimize grading activities in those boundaries. But you can mow those areas down, which that's good. And then you can encroach. You do have some areas that you can come in and actually increase your farm ground now that the trees are gone. So I'll be working with our contractor to get that graded and cleaned up during the project.
Thank you, Heather. Airport manager's report, what you got for us?
Yeah, the only other thing I'd like to share is Trevor, come on up here. So let me introduce to you, and again, I'll introduce to him to the other two board members later on, but this is Trevor Corey. Trevor is our new assistant airport manager. If you hadn't heard, the gal that we had for just a short period of time decided this was not her cup of tea. She enjoys flying airplanes, not you know, taking care of an airport so that other people can fly. So she has moved on. Trevor has worked previously in our street department here for the city. We've been kind of talking with him about a variety of other projects and things that he could be doing for the city. We felt very strongly that this would be a really good opportunity for him. So we advertised it internally to all of our employees. He applied, we interviewed. So Trevor, why don't you talk just a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, and explain why you were the best candidate.
There you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to do more, and I feel like for myself, wanting to do something that matters, and not to talk bad about what I did before, it just didn't seem like I used my brain doing that, so this is more of a job where I'm using my brain and actually helping people out. And so, so far everybody that I have communicated with, as far as like tenants and just everybody I've communicated with, has been excited that there's a communication now from the city to the airport. So to me, that's initially been the biggest surprise for me, is how happy they've been just to have me as a contact, let alone for all the things that we're already working on. So.
Trevor, you think this is going to be a half-time job for you, or full-time, or what's...
For sure.
This is full-time.
Yeah.
It's full-time?
Yeah, for sure full-time.
Okay.
And again, we were planning, once Kylie was done with school, that it was going to be full-time for her.
Turn full-time?
As well, yeah. Now, again, we originally had kind of put the job together when I first talked to the board. We were looking at doing kind of a residency program for students, keep them for a few years, give them some good experience, and then maybe have them move on. Found out that that's harder to do consistently than what you might think, because sometimes you get a really good one, but if you don't get a good one, or if they choose not to stay, like what happened here, then all of a sudden you're right back in a situation and you just feel like you're spinning your wheels a lot. Trevor's been committed to the city, committed to staying here in this part of the state. He's got family plugged in, and so, you know, I think long term the consistency is going to be good. And even as he was mentioning, just the ability to have somebody who's available. It's been incredibly difficult for myself, or even back when Rod was doing this, Aaron, and all the great help that he's had, just to be able to have sufficient time to really help these people and work with them. And so to have somebody who's available on a regular, consistent basis, plus motivated, challenged, energetic, is really, really helpful. Plus, one of the things I like about Trevor's past and his experience is he's worked in public works, he's worked with the street department, so he's familiar with large equipment. He's not afraid to get his hands dirty at all. And this is one of those jobs where one day you'll be out, you know, cutting some trees down and moving some things around the airport, going out to spray weeds and take care of some issue, investigating whether, you know, the runways, you know, need to be, you know, crack sealed in certain places. And then you turn right around and you work with somebody on a new hangar rental, or have to come to a board meeting and present yourself reasonably. And so
you can come down to Kansas City to the airport meeting in Kansas City.
We talked about the fact that maybe this year we would not have him do that just because it is so brand new. He's got a lot of things still to learn here. So we'd rather have him concentrate on that this year, and we're looking forward to next year to do that. So.
You're not going to get your pilot's license and leave, though, right?
No.
All right.
What's your last name, Trevor?
Corey.
C-O-R-E-Y. Yeah, C-O-R-E-Y.
It's like my address.
And then had they been given the phone number before?
Yeah, what's the phone? What's your phone number?
It's the same number as what Kyle has.
That doesn't 5-3-1 help.
531 something.
We'll send it out to you.
I'll put in 531 something something.
So, yeah, so I'll have Corey himself send out an email to everybody, and that way just kind of introducing himself again and saying here's the phone number that you can get a hold of that. So, all right.
Okay.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Can you send me information?
Glad to have you.
Yep. So, any other questions for me?
In Kansas City?
Kind of like in the field of my brain.
Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you.
I don't know if I have a board meeting in Colorado Springs or not, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, I saw that.
Would you entertain a motion for adjournment?
I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I will make that motion.
And I will second it.
Motion by Bedke, second by Jones. Please register your vote.
Hold on 1 second, sorry.
Well, it says we already passed it.
You were absent.
And it says Dave Johnson voted yay.
Hate when that happened. They didn't clean up the previous one.
Hate when that happened.
Yeah. So delete that. Okay, now go back up.
Motion,
no, that
motion to adjourn. 726.
Okay.
There we go.
Sorry about that.
Now we got it.
Do it twice
because
it didn't last long
enough. I'll never
try. Or she erased the whole meeting. Don't get it all over
again. Sorry.
Aaron's got it taped up here.
It was too short. She needed a longer one.
That's right.
Okay, thank you all.
It's because I have.